Good afternoon. Welcome to the Healing Codes, our Whole Life Healing Coaches Session, Question and Answer Time. We refer to this sometimes as Ask a Coach, Get Started, and Go Deeper. So even if you're beginning, we're glad for you to be here. If you've been with us for an extended period of time and have used several of the products, have lots of experience and are here to share that experience or just be encouraged to continue, we welcome you to this call. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for your time and your attention today. My name is Kay Spooner. Today is February 14th, 2019, and this is the afternoon Q&A for Whole Life Healing. Again, welcome to you. This call is being recorded and will be available in the members section at thehealingcodes.com/home. So if you'd like to re-listen to it or share it with someone else, please do that. Okay, glad to see folks coming in and to join us. We welcome you. Today we want to answer questions that you might have in using the Healing Codes or Trilogy or our other products effectively. And so if you would like to ask those questions, that will help us direct the call to ways that are really useful to you. If you just call and just sit and listen, you may or may not get your question answered. So raising your hand and asking the question will make sure you get it answered, or at least a stab at it. So when it's time, I will remind you how to do that, how to let us know you've got a question. So, again, my name is Kay Spooner. I'm a Healing Codes coach and have been for, I'm in my 16th year now, and I'm recently a Trilogy certified coach also. So that makes me altogether a whole life healing coach, I think, whatever all that means. But we're glad to keep adding wonderful, helpful products and processes to the Healing Codes family. So I welcome you again. It's usually, first thing, let me read the disclaimer and then we'll proceed. Today's session of the Healing Codes or Whole Life Healing Q&A is for informational and educational purposes only. What you hear from me are my opinions. The Healing Codes and Trilogy are not intended to diagnose or treat any physical or mental condition, and neither is this call. So if you have a condition that needs medical attention, we certainly encourage you to seek out a trusted medical professional. The Healing Codes deals with issues of the heart, and it's on these spiritual issues that we'll focus our attention. Okay, so I'd like to begin today by going through the Trilogy process with you. And since we're on Valentine's Day today, I thought maybe it would be good for our focus to be on those images and beliefs and cellular memories that need to be found and healed regarding love and love relationships. Of course, that could be with everything in our lives, but we probably come down to romantic ones, some kind or another, when we're thinking about that. So however that looks to you, that's what I'd like for the focus of this Trilogy process to be. So we'll begin. I hope that you have looked at the Trilogy training at Dr. Alex Lloyd .com website and become familiar with it, or in some other way become familiar with Trilogy. I hope you have. I'm going to go through it with a little bit of explanation, very little, and if you've seen it before, you'll be able to follow along very easily. If you haven't seen it before, you probably struggle with it. and then you can ask me some questions, and I'll tell you where to get the training and whatever after we're done if you need them. Okay, so let's begin. First, I want to get us all comfortable, supported, so that we can use our arms freely, as freely as possible. Not stressing any part of our bodies by a position, or we don't want to add stress to us. We want to remove stress. So just wherever you've come from to this call, put whatever's behind you behind, and whatever's in front of you after we get done with this call, just keep it out there on the outside edge so it's not intruding on what we're doing here. Let this time be a time for those of us who use these processes and want to learn more about them and use them more effectively to gather together, pool our energy, and work together for our own good and for the good of those others on this call together today. So get yourselves here. There's just people that want to learn, want to grow, want to change for the better. Take a deep breath in and out. Do a little scan of your body to find where you might be holding some stress. It might be a pain or a pressure or tightness or discomfort of some kind. Just make note of that. Okay, so then we'll set the general intention, and then I'll make specific things as we go through. Our general intention is to move positive, healing, loving, truthful energy through us in order to release and heal any issues we have with love relationships. The first part, Alex refers to it as the first minute. It doesn't always take me just that amount of time. I'm sometimes a little more and sometimes a little less, so probably a little more. The first minute will be the tapping minute, and that's to, I think of it as opening all the energy pathways, waking everything up, getting everything loosened up so that we can move positive energy through. So we're going to start by tapping the inner eyebrow. We're going to tap 5 or 6 times on each position. The outer eyebrow, or close to the temple, under the eye very gently, under the nose, on your upper lip, under the lower lip, on your chin, collarbone, right by the midline, your body. Sore spot, down about 3 inches and out about 3 or 4 inches from your midline. Center chest, thymus gland. I usually use my flat fist to do that one so it can get deeper. Under the arm. Under the nipple. On the hand now, thumb beside the nail, index finger beside the nail, middle finger beside the nail, pinky, the other side of the hand, the side away from your other fingers. Now, the karate chop point, that side of your hand where you would break a board if you were a karate person. 9G. 9G is a spot on the back of your hand where your pinky finger and your middle finger kind of come together there, about an inch in from the webbing of your fingers. Tap that while we do some eye exercises. Keeping your head still, eyes open, closed, open. Look down left, look down right, circle up and over to down left, circle back up and over to down right. Now hum a bar or two of something and count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 or some other numbers in order, and then hum again. Okay, that's one time through that portion. Now we're going to do the middle section, or minute two as Alex refers to it, which is the healing code portion. And as we do this, I always use the healing code prayer that we would find and open and heal images, beliefs, and cellular memories that are and related physical issues related to any love issues in our hearts and minds. And that they would be healed by finding and healing those memories by infusing the truth, love, light, and life of God into our hearts and souls and cells. Okay, both hands bridge. Regular healing codes 1, both hands bridge. We're going to go through pretty quick, more quickly than you usually do with healing codes. Under Adam's apple, both hands Adam's apple. And if you've got time to picture anything, you might just picture something very comfortable, a love relationship you've really enjoyed that's felt really good. We want you to feel good while you're doing codes, the coding part. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Now we're going to do a position from healing codes 2. Left palm at the base of your skull, the back. Right palm on your forehead. Or Alex refers to this as prefrontal cortex. Brainstem and prefrontal cortex is how he describes it. Okay, switch those positions. Right hand at the brainstem and left hand at the prefrontal cortex. Now, both hands just below the belly button. I'll describe that. Put your left hand on your lower belly with your thumb right at your belly button, and then put your right thumb right on top of the nail of your left thumb and let that hand fall so that your hands are stacked up on your lower belly. Now we're going to do the third minute. I'm going to go through it a couple of times, or maybe three. Use your hands in the same position they just were for that last healing code position, and move them down as low as you can get them on your torso. We call this the root or the base. And we're going to move up through the energy centers, and we ask, as we do that, we're going to move slowly up the midline. And we ask as we do that that river of energy would be open, free-flowing, abundant, and powerful, that it would be filled with the love and light and life of God, and it would be distributed through balanced and open energy centers. And now I'm up in the heart area, and I'm going up through the throat, up over the forehead, and crown and down to the base of the skull, and hold it there for a moment. Okay, we'll do it the second time without me talking and it'll go faster. Okay. Belly, solar plexus, heart, throat, forehead, crown, base of the skull. We're doing this actually touching the body, putting gentle pressure, but not hurting or having to move anything, clothing or anything. Okay, third time, let's do that one more time. Base, up, go even a little faster yet. Up over the top, base of the skull. Okay, deep breath in and out. I often say a thank you prayer that's just the same as the Afton one, only it says thank you for finding and opening and healing images and beliefs and cellular memories related to this issue and for replacing them by infusing your truth and love and light and life into my heart and soul and cells. Okay, so do a scan of your body and see if anything's changed. And just make note. Okay. All right. So thank you for doing that with me. Appreciate you being here and sticking with me through that. Let me just check those online and make sure that I'm allowing their input here. Okay. All right. For those of you who came in with a keypad, please, if you want to ask a question, make a comment, help us along to guide this call along to where you need it to be, or where you think would be helpful for you or someone else, please press star 2 on your keypad. That will raise a hand on my screen, and the hand will have a number, so I can keep track of who's in order and hopefully get to you timely and in some kind of order. Those who are online, please use the chat box and type in your question or comment, and I will do my best to check that other screen occasionally and make sure that we get to you also. So, all right. So, you had a reason for calling in today, and I would like to hear what it is. Hopefully, you're using some of the new techniques, some of the new processes, or you've had experience with some of the ones that have been around for a while, or you're just learning and want to know more about this. So please raise your hand, press star 2 to do that, and let me know why you're here, and we'll be glad to try to enhance your experience today and help those others that don't have opportunity to press a button and raise their hand. A lot of people listen to these calls, these recorded calls, because the time is not appropriate for them. And so your questions help others that are not, that don't have access to this opportunity to ask. So please ask. We get a lot of comments that say, "Boy, I'm so sure, I'm so glad so and so asked that question. That's exactly what I've been wanting to know." So be aware that you're being useful in more ways than just helping yourself. And you're helping me to make this call interesting and valuable to those of you on the call. Okay, I don't recognize any of you from doing this call before, so that doesn't mean anything. I'm not always on the afternoon call. Again, my name is Kay Spooner, and I live in Kansas, and I've been doing this for almost 16 years now. Not doing this coaching online, on the phone for 16 years, but I've been with Dr. Alex coaching Healing Codes, et cetera, for that long a time. I'm excited about the new trilogy process and how it works and the response I'm getting from my clients, and I hope that you are making yourselves aware of it and using it. Could I just have, I want to make sure your little star twos are working, so I'm not going to call on you right now, but would you press star 2 if you are aware of or have taken part in the trilogy training at all, online or in any other way? Press star and let me see your hands. Star 2. Okay. Okay. Excellent. I'm gonna put your hands now down now so that I don't do a gotcha on you. Appreciate that. Now there were some who did not put up their hands. So does that mean you, if that's true, you may not be aware of what Trilogy is. And in that case, you may want to know where to find it. The Trilogy training adds, you may have noticed, a couple of other energy modalities at the beginning and at the end of our usual healing codes work. And the idea is there that Alex thought for a long time that there ought to be a way to combine the very best energy modalities in the world, ones that have been around for centuries and ones that were newer than that, and ones that had had the most adherence, the most use, and the most positive outcomes and stories about them. And he'd been working on this for a long time to try to get the right ones and the right balance and the right order, and believes that he has done that after much testing. So, and I agree that the addition of these two, the preparation minute, I call it, and the watering in minute at the end, I kind of put it in an agricultural metaphor and say the first minute is stirring the soil, getting it ready so that we can get the weeds out and get the seeds in. And then the healing code portion is getting the weeds out and putting the seeds in. And that third portion then is watering in with that river of life flowing through us, watering in those seeds so that they can grow. So that's kind of the way I picture it and refer to it and picture it in my mind when I'm doing it, actually. So I like it and am getting more and more comfortable doing custom coding with it for my clients. So would be glad to hear your experience. The one of you who did not say that you've been trained in Trilogy, you can get that training at DRALEXANDERLOYD, DrAlexanderLoyd.com. And when you get there, the easiest way I've found to do it is to get the little search magnifying glass and type in Trilogy Training, TRILOGY Training. Excuse me. Need a drink of water. Hold on. Okay. And there, when you do that, you'll find video and audio and various links of different training options to learn how to do the basic Trilogy process. And so that's free. It's available to anybody that wants it. And I think it's a really valuable thing. And then we coaches then are trained to modify that process, customize that process for individuals, like we have been doing the healing codes for a long time. So that's the basic idea. I would really appreciate a hand up for someone who wants to ask a question or let us know why you're here, what it is you hope to gain from today's call. Star 2, please. I don't usually have such a reluctant group. Okay. If you would just, if there's something that you have encountered with healing codes that you would just like to understand more about it, or you'd kind of like to know why it's there or what it means, or how it got there, or anything like that, if you would let us know what that is, we could answer that question for you. Maybe that would be helpful. There are a lot of people who ask, okay, thank you very much. Someone in Ontario, go ahead.
Hi, this is Lori calling.
Hi, Lori.
Hi, I'm really struggling with depression right now, and I'm not sure how to use the healing codes to address that.
Okay. What is your exposure to healing codes? What do you know about it?
Okay, well, I've attended a few, like several of some guided calls, and I attended the latest trilogy one, and occasionally I call on Wednesdays and get custom codes from Johanna.
Johanna? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Usually for neuropathy, I've spoken to you before about that. And anyways, today I'm just really struggling with depression, and I have healing codes 1 and I know healing codes 2, but I'm just not sure. I haven't really gone through the workbook. I just mostly have participated in the custom guided calls and stuff.
Okay. Do you have Dr. Alex's the healing code book? Do you have that?
Yes, I have that as well. So I have that. And
so you're familiar with the 12 categories in that book,
right,
that start
yes.
out with unforgiveness and
yes.
Unhealthy beliefs, harmful actions, and then starts with love, joy, peace, et cetera.
Right.
Okay. Have you by any chance done either the heart issues finder or the relationship issues finder?
I haven't done it recently. It was, 6 months ago or so.
Uh-huh. Okay, but you have done it. You are familiar with those.
Yes.
Okay. So this is how I would suggest anyone who is not going to use coaching on regular, as their approach.
Okay.
I would suggest you use the 12 categories that you use, the heart issues finder or the relationship issues finder, first to point out which of the categories are in most need of work.
Okay.
Okay. And then I would start with those categories that have the lowest number. The numbers come out in minus 10 to plus 10.
Okay.
So, those that have the more minus number, I would start on those categories. And I would work on those with the Universal Healing Code. Or if you have a code from Johanna that she's given you, you can use that one.
Or is it code 1 that comes with 2 sets of codes for each category as well?
You have that? Do you have that?
Yes, I have that.
You have that. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Yes. Or yes, the ones from the manual. Yes, you may certainly use those. Those would be better than the universal code.
Okay.
Okay. So I would do that just like you were when you first got your manual. I think there was maybe some instruction to go through all 12 days. We called it a 12 days. So you use one of those codes a day for 12 days and just work through them. That's one way to do it. And always putting in the prayer blank. For instance, on the unforgiveness day, you would put in all the unforgiveness issues related to this depression. And let's not call it my depression. That makes it something
right.
to hold on to.
I don't
okay.
own it. Yeah, I always, after my children,
okay.
they say my
okay.
headache, it's like, don't own it. So.
Yeah, this thing, this splinter that's in me, it's not me and it's not
yeah.
mine. It's
right.
It's just it here for a moment.
Yeah,
okay.
I would probably say the depression. So.
Okay, all right. So, and then the next day it would be the unhealthy, the harmful actions. And the relationship to this depression, this feeling.
Right.
Then the next day would be unhealthy beliefs, and just go right on through all 12 days like that. Now, if you have done the heart issues finder, the relationship issues finder, and you find out which one of your categories are the lowest, you can prioritize those by doing, if you were going to do three sets of codes a day, for instance, you could do two sets on your lowest category.
Okay.
And then one set on one of the other categories. So that in 12 days you're moving through all 12 categories, but you're giving more time to the ones that have the lowest numbers.
Okay. Which one is, which category is it, joy, that's related to depression?
Some, but they're also interrelated.
Okay.
Yes, joy is the obvious one, but
okay.
But almost every category, well, and when you do the relationship issues finder, it gives you a response that is more interrelated. It interrelates the categories a little better.
Okay.
And so I would suggest that you might take it instead so you can get a better picture of the interrelationship of those categories.
I've also been dealing with the respiratory thing, like stuffed up nose for like several months. Is the respiratory category kind of related to goodness?
One of the ideas about, or one of the statements that comes to me when I think about people having trouble breathing,
right,
is that I'm not worthy of the air that I breathe. You know,
right.
I am not.
Depression is tied to more about self-worth and stuff.
And so those two may be, well, you may see on your relationship issues finder evaluation that those two categories are very low.
Okay.
Numbers. You may see that. You may not.
It's good
to
do that to redo it every so often.
Yes, I would suggest you redo it.
Okay.
If it's been 6 months, I would suggest you redo it. And another thing about taking those evaluations or whatever they are, it's hard to think of a name for those things. They aren't tests and they aren't,
they're,
you know, whatever. But they help us have some guidelines as to where we can work most effectively. But anyway, as we do those, remember that if you're going to use them as a marker for progress,
right,
remember to always put yourself in the same set of circumstances while you're taking them. For instance, if you're thinking about, I don't know what all this depression encompasses, if it's just family, if it's just your personal self or the whole family or the whole world, I don't know, you know, or if it gets in the way of your work life, or I don't know. But whatever it is, put yourself in that same category, in that same circumstance every time you take it, so it can be better compared. Let me just give you an example.
Okay.
At one time, I took care of, my mother had Alzheimer's, and I was her caregiver for about 4.5 years,
mm-hmm,
up until the last 6 months of her life where she went into care. But during that time, if I took one of those, and Heart Issues Finder is the only one we had at that point, so I would take that every once in a while. And if I took it thinking about my relationship with my mom and what was going on with that circumstance in my life, I would get one set of outcomes. If I thought about it, or if I took it based on what I thought about my healing codes coaching, which was going on at that same time too,
right,
or my relationship with my children,
okay,
you know, my adult children, the numbers would come out different for those three different aspects. So I encourage people when they're taking that, if they're going to use it for a marker or to show progress,
mm-hmm,
that you be sure to put yourself in the same relationship circumstances in your mind as you take it. every
sort of
time.
Like setting an intention, kind of.
I'm sorry, say again.
Sort of like setting an intention before I do it. Like
yes. 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 I want this. I want to think about these questions in light of.
Okay. Yeah.
Whatever. You know, whatever yeah. it's going to be for you. And I didn't have your issue, so it's hard for me to put that really
right
to say what that would be. But you can do it. You'll know whether you're yeah. thinking about things that are the same, you know, so that you can keep track. Because, you know, my numbers came out completely different if I was thinking about my healing codes work as opposed to my relationship with Mom and what was going on with her.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's my encouragement. Use your 12 days and use them, your 12 categories, and use them either one a day moving through, or emphasize the ones that are have the lowest numbers on your outcome of your
okay.
relationship issues finder.
When you were saying to do two sets plus one, can you explain that again, please?
Yes, I can. I will try.
Okay.
For instance, if joy is your lowest number,
okay,
I would do two sets I always base my recommendations on doing three sets of codes or processes a day.
Okay.
So one early, one midday, and one late.
Okay.
So if that works for you, that's great. If it doesn't, then you know you have to modify. But the idea is to do your focused category, whichever one that is, in this case joy, to do it twice as much as you do anything else.
Okay.
So do joy in the morning and in the evening, and in the midday do unhealthy beliefs. And then the next day do joy in the morning and the evening, and the midday do unforgiveness.
Okay. So and then
and,
that one changes and, all the time.
Yeah, and change the one that's okay. in the middle all the time.
Now,
and then in 11 days, then you'll be through all 12 of the categories again, and then you can start over.
So if I got a custom code from Johanna, I would probably do that the morning and night, but go through
yes.
the categories. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She sometimes suggests that you go through the categories with that custom code.
Mm-hmm.
That's slightly different, right? You just kind of set the intention in with that, for the custom
yes.
code?
Yes, okay. Yes, and that's okay. That custom code that she gave you is the most powerful code for you for right now.
Okay.
For the time that she gave it to you for. So if I were you and I had one, I'd use that for everything. You'd just change what's in the prayer line.
Okay. Well, right now I don't have one, but I do have the codes to go with the custom guided trilogy process
mm-hmm.
from a few weeks ago. So how would I use that? Because there's like the thing bothering you the most painful thing, and the forgiveness was the focus issue. So would I work on both and then...
Well, let's see. Those are custom trilogies, so you wouldn't be inserting something. You'd just be using one or the
right.
other of them.
I'm just wondering what the intention would be.
I would still... your intention is always to come out of this being under. I mean, that's how I
right. okay,
describe
so
depression. You know,
it bothered me the
being
most
under
depression, right? So that would that
yeah.
code to go would work with the depression.
Yeah, it would.
Okay,
I think it would. Yeah,
and I could still do the other two as. Like the forgiveness focus and then the most painful event.
Uh-huh.
I guess just work on that.
You can do all those, even the forgiveness one, you could say the forgiveness issues that are tied to this depression.
Okay, yeah, okay.
You know.
Okay.
And that most painful event that is, you know, that is connected to this depression, you can connect them all to this.
Right.
So that issue.
Connected to it all, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I have one quick question about the governing, whatever, the third minute of the trilogy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
If I'm wearing really bulky, like bulky sweater, I can't really maintain contact very good. I'm just wondering how important that is.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Just do it the best you can. I mean, when I've got on my extra clothes, sometimes they get all bunched up and I have to pull them down and start, start over. So just so you can feel it, just so you can feel that you're...
Okay, because if there's contact, that's not the end of the world then.
No.
Okay,
no,
and then the other...
None of this is the end of the world, dear.
Right.
That just adds stress to you.
Yeah. And he also says always slide from position to position. But once you get up and over to the back, up to the spine...
Yeah, just let go.
You can let go and then
go
you
go
and back,
come back to the base.
Again, kind of thing. And he goes, okay, back to the base. You don't slide back to the base. You just start back.
I don't. No. Not after I've gotten to my base of my skull. Then I let go and come back to wherever I start next.
I was just wondering how important that is to...
I don't know. But...
Yeah. I do know that when I followed along with you at the start of this call, I was having a lot of energy moving, yawning and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was very powerful that way from a lot of yawning. So that's how I know moving energy.
Yeah, I have yawning and belching too.
Another
one of mine. So.
Yeah. Okay, I think that's everything that I have.
Excellent. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate you helping us with the call. It really makes a difference when someone asks a question.
Right.
So if you think of something else, please raise your hand again, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you for your question. Okay.
You're welcome, Lori.
Okay,
God bless you.
Same to you.
Okay, somebody else? Let me check the other online folks. Okay, I would be glad to see another hand up if we've got another question or comment or something. Anything that I said there that we were talking to Lori about that didn't make sense or you need more information about or you'd like to comment about something that's been helpful to you, that would be wonderful. Okay. So we have lots of things that we can use. We can use the evaluations, Heart Issues Finder, Success Issues Finder, or Relationship Issues Finder. The latest one is the Relationship Issues Finder. It is, we think, best for several reasons. One is that Dr. Alex believes, and I agree with him, that every issue in our life is a relationship issue in some way or another. Either a relationship with someone or something in our life or with ourselves or with us, between us and God. So that's part of why Relationship Issues Finder is best. The second reason is because, as I was saying to Lori, it combines some of the categories. So there are new names of things like pain. Pain is a combination of two or three categories. And so we can have some new understanding of how the categories work together and are interrelated. That helps us. And another reason is the best one is because you get an actual email back with a file attached to it that you can print, that you can save, and that you can print. So it's not like Heart Issues Finder where your results, if you didn't know how to print them off the screen, they were just gone. But in this case, you can save them, and so you can have things to refer back to and see what your progress has been. Again, if you make sure that you're taking it with the same mindset or set of circumstances in your mind, same intention every time, so that you'll be measuring, so that you'll have a baseline, so that you'll know what it is you're measuring on. So that's pretty important. So anyway, we have those tools to help us get started. And then if you have the Healing Codes book, you have the 12 categories. You can you have the Universal Code. You can use those 12 categories, that Universal Code, to deal with anything. It's amazing what kind of stories we've heard from people. And I hate to use the words of stories. Accounts we've heard from people about their experiences from using just the Universal Code. And then more specific than that is the manual that Lori was referring to, where there are two categories for there are two codes, specific custom codes, specific codes for each category. Those are more specific yet. And that was the first program that came out, was the Healing Codes with those two codes for each category. That's available in several forms and formats for different prices. Then there's custom coding that you get from a coach, which is more specific yet, and she was referring to that when she was talking about Johanna giving her a custom code. That was on the Wednesday afternoon call. But you can get a coach by going to dralexanderlloyd.com and looking under the products or under the services, or I don't even know how it's listed. Just a second, I can look. Under resources, and it's got coaching there, and it's got lots of other things. So you can get a coach, and you can choose from a list of coaches the coach you would like to use. Whoops. I just did something I shouldn't have done. Not sure I can get back to that. There we are. Sorry about that, folks. I clicked the wrong button and lost my screen for for controlling this call. It didn't mean I was disconnected from you, but I couldn't see what I was doing. Okay. So there are coaches available, and coaching is valuable and helpful, and we help folks get to find some memory. Sometimes if you're having trouble finding a memory or finding out what the focus of their code should be, and you can buy coaching and usually blocks, sometimes a single session, but often blocks. And for myself, I like to sell blocks of four coaching sessions. Or in the new Trilogy program, we're selling so much an hour of coaching. And usually that would still come out, as far as my coaching goes, it still comes out to about four sessions. So you can get a coach and be helped that way by custom codes. So those are the most powerful, the custom codes. The codes that Dr. Alex does that Lori referred to also, ones that he sells for $50 a session that are group codes, but he does a custom group code, and he does, in that call, he does three codes every time, and so that's a really good deal as far as money wise. But those codes are customized for that group. They're not customized for the individual, but they're customized for that group, and they are exhaustive and very specific. And now he's incorporating Trilogy with it, so it's interesting to keep up with the changes from one set of tapping to the governing conception meridian business, back to healing codes and healing codes too, and then, you know, jumping all around. So that's pretty powerful too. And another thing that adds to the power is doing it in groups of people. So that's something that adds to that. I would like to do Trilogy one more time. We've got about 10 more minutes if I don't see another hand up here. And let me just check again online. Okay. If you have another comment or question, I'd be glad to see it. And if not, let's do another Trilogy code. And I will leave the intention of this one open, and you will just leave a blank for it, and you do it for what's bothering you most right now, and I'll just lead us through it, okay? Okay. So as we get ready, we're gonna stir, encourage, and open the energy pathways by tapping inner eyebrow, outer eyebrow near the temple, under the eye very gently, don't bruise it, upper lip, lower lip, chin, collarbone, sore spot, center of your chest, under the arm, under the nipple, thumb, index finger, middle finger, pinky, side of the hand, 9G with the eye movement, eyes open, closed, open, look down left, down right, up and over, circling to the down left, and circling back up and over to down right, count to 21, 22, 23. Okay, healing code portion. We ask that images and beliefs and cellular memories related to, here's your blank, be found and opened and healed by infusing the truth and love and light and life of God into our hearts and souls and cells, both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Left hand palm, brainstem, right hand palm, prefrontal cortex. Switch those hands, left hand prefrontal cortex, right hand base of the skull. Both hands, belly button, from below. Okay, move your hands to your base, the midline, and up. We're going to go up slowly and ask that all those healing centers be open, energy centers be open and balanced, that the energy river will flow freely, abundantly, powerfully through our heart and soul and cells. I'm at the base of the skull. I'm going to do it again a couple more times. Base, up, and up, and up, and up. You might find a place you need to stop on the way up. There feels like there's something that needs to be released there. Just stop there and wait a second. Okay, up over the top and the base of the skull. One more time, all the way without stopping. Base. Okay. All right. Let's see, there was something I wanted to say. What was it? I was thinking of it while we were doing the coding, and I thought, I want to say that before I get done. Oh, sometimes there are things. We wonder why something's not healing. You might want to take a look at what does this condition do for me? What is it that if this changed, I would have to deal with something or other, and it's not something I want to deal with? Sometimes people are ill because it gets some attention. It gets them. Sometimes children are taught to be ill so that they can get the attention that they need. Sometimes we do that on into adulthood. Sometimes there are fears involved with being out in the world and doing all the things that are challenges to us. And if we are ill or depressed or in some way inhibited, then we don't have to deal with those things, those scary things. So my encouragement would be to look at what is this, what are the positives that I'm getting out of this big negative in my life? What's it doing for me? And then look at that and really consider, is that something you want to trade? You know, do you want to be free to be out in the world and be looked at like everybody else and not have this excuse or that excuse for some kind of behavior that feels safer to you. Just consider it. Don't take that as a condemnation or as anything specific, but just consider it and be free, be willing to let go of things that are hindering you, and know that you will have the resources you need to face whatever is coming after that. That the expectations that change and all that, you can deal with that. It's not something that needs to hold you back. So I needed to say that. I wasn't sure why. Maybe it's useful to you. Maybe it's useful to somebody else who will listen on the call. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here. Thank you for taking part in this call. I appreciate it so much. I'm going to open the lines. Thank you again. Bye, everyone.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference.